The cost of housing in the city is making a lot of people think small. And the micro movement loves to reuse and recycle. Enter the idea of a shipping container as a building. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph explores an idea that seems perfect for a port city like Seattle.
Our seagoing world is loaded with shipping containers. They stack 9 high, they're tough, and they've had everything in them from soup to Harley Davidson's. They last a long time, but global trade is huge. Nearly 500,000 containers around the world are scrapped every year. There's got to be a potential gold mine for something.
We were inspired by the containers in the shipping yard behind our headquarters building down in SoTo.
This is Brian Van Stipdonk, a senior designer at Starbucks. We're standing outside a drive-through coffee shop on a busy street in Ballard, made from shipping containers.
And that's exactly what we wanted to do. We thought we could take something out of the cycle of refuse and reuse it and repurpose it, and something that spoke a little bit to our heritage and into where we are now.
Where we are is that the Port of Seattle is handling 1.5 million container units in a year. The ones that work best for building are 40 feet long, a semi-truck without the truck. Perfect for a drive-through coffee shop for Starbucks. This one is as glossy and brown as a coffee bean and visibly walloped by its maritime career.
You can see that it's been battered, it's been beaten, it's been torn. This is a used shipping container, and these things are really made to have quite a long life cycle. They're very durable, they're very stable, they're just not insulated. It's just steel.
Starbucks isn't alone in thinking that the shipping container's time has come. All kinds of experiments abound. Offices, a housing cooperative up north in Vancouver, full-on houses. But each of them has to reckon with those fixed dimensions. At this drive-through coffee shop, it's a little crowded. There are people rushing around, and it seems every square foot is packed with cups, machines, and coffee beans.
Think about trying to fit all of that in there.
Still, Van Stipdonk is so on board, he considered building an entire coffee shop with shipping containers.
Don't place them next to each other. You can use the void between them, you know, do some infill, put a roof on there, and voila.
You can get a handle on just how voila a structure made of shipping containers can be in a dozen yards around the city. I'm at McKinney Containers in Auburn. Brianna Means runs the front office.
So I'll show you these containers. These are just our standard used container.
This one's a 20-foot container that McKinney bought recently, bearing the name Kronos. It's a company based in Bermuda with a billion-dollar container fleet.
Okay, so they're stacked too high. There's rust on them.
Mm-hmm. I can show you the inside, too.
Okay.
There's the inside of a container that's been used for 10 to 15 years.
So, plywood floor absolutely smells of paint.
Yep.
And the wall facing the sun is really warm.
I mean, it's nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Definitely, then that's why, because I bet if you feel this side, definitely cooler.
Yeah, definitely cooler. So, wow, now that really makes the case to me about insulating it.
Yeah, they're not insulated at all.
This is where the complications begin for people who want to build a container home. The container only costs a few $1,000s, but insulating it so that it'll pass a state inspection is another story.
My name is Barry Harmon.
He's the assistant office manager at McKinney Containers. He says,
check with the codes.
Using a container as a place to live brings in the city and the state. The city watches the foundation. The state rules the container's modification. Satisfying both isn't cheap.
We actually found that the cost is almost triple, sometimes even quadruple, what it is to just outfit a container for the same purpose.
Just because it's code. Starbucks says it can get a drive-through coffee shop to make business sense. But for housing, well, the potential is still out there. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.